I don't always fuse metal together to create an electrical connection in my maker projects. But when I do, I use a soldering iron. Hello, and welcome back to The Maker Show. In today's episode, we're going to talk about soldering. And your first thought may be, soldering? Why do I have to solder? After all, with things like solderless breadboards, plug-and-play components, is this something I really still need to know? And the answer to that question is yes. Learning how to solder is going to become more and more of a key skill as you progress in your maker projects. So it's best to learn it early, that way you can perfect the art as your skills increase. Let's talk about the two main form factors of soldering irons. First off, you have the style that looks like, well, a pencil, and it's called a pencil-style soldering iron. The other kind is called the soldering gun, which looks like a gun. Either one of them is going to do the same quality of job, it just depends on which feels more comfortable in your hand. Secondly, let's consider how much you're willing to spend. I've seen soldering irons go for as cheap as $5 online and as much as several hundred dollars. So the question is, how much to spend? While you may be tempted to cheap out and get a $5 unit, I recommend against that. You're not going to get the same quality of parts in a $5 unit as you are in a $100 unit. For my purposes, I decided to go with a Hakko soldering station. Notice I said soldering station and not soldering iron. What I got with this kit is a stand for my soldering iron, a cleaning brush built into the stand, as well as a sponge also to wipe off excess solder. As an added bonus, I have a digital readout of the temperature that the soldering iron is currently at. And finally, I want to talk about some accessories you'll need to make your time soldering more productive and safer. Now is a great time to talk about safety. The tip of the soldering iron will get up to 700 or 800 degrees Fahrenheit. That's hot. That's hot enough to do some serious damage to your skin. And if you're not careful about where you place the tip of the soldering iron, you could do some serious damage to both your house, your components, and anything else near you. This means you need to treat the soldering iron with a certain measure of respect. That's part of the reason why I chose a soldering station, because it comes with a stand. That way, I always have a safe place to put my soldering iron. It also helps to get a pair of what's called helping hands. And I don't mean a friend to come and help you solder, although that would be nice. Helping hands are basically a stand with some alligator clips on them to hold the two items that you're going to solder together in place, so you can focus on just the part that you want to solder. Some better models even include lights and magnifying glasses for the really fine, delicate jobs. It's also helpful to have a wire cutter around so you can cut off excess solder. Another reason you would want to use safety glasses is that sometimes when you cut off these little pieces of metal, they go flying around and it could hurt someone. And in order to make your soldering time even more enjoyable, you're going to need a heaving helping of patience. Soldering is a skill that takes time and practice to get good at. Your first few solders are not going to be good, but over time, you'll get better at it. So far, I've talked about the soldering iron, various accessories, and safety equipment, but I've not mentioned something that's critically important to soldering, and that is solder. This is what you're going to touch your soldering tip to melt onto your components to fuse them together. Solder comes in two general categories, and it's a bit like gasoline, because you can get your solder with lead or unleaded. For various health reasons, it's probably best to stick with unleaded solder. Unleaded solder will do the trick for most maker projects. If you choose to use leaded solder, you should take some extra precautions, such as washing your hands after doing a soldering job, and if you're really concerned about safety, wearing vinyl gloves while you do it. In either case, you'll want to solder in a well-ventilated area, as you'll be putting off a lot of smoke. Here's my soldering station. I have the power unit here. I have my soldering iron. I also have the soldering iron stand. You'll notice that it is got metal lining here in case anything drips off of it. And it's also got plenty of space for the tip to go. I also have a cleaning space here, so it brass here, so it will I can be able to kind of clean it off. I also have the option of a sponge, and this is wet, so it's less likely to catch on fire. And the only thing I want to ignite on this show is your passion for soldering. I don't want to ignite anything else. All right, so I'll put this back in, and on the side here, there's a power switch. I'll turn that on, and you'll see the soldering iron is set to go to 750 degrees. Now, it's counting up and heating up to that point. So while that's going, push that over here, talk about some of the equipment I have. So naturally, you can't solder without some solder. This is a spool of lead-free solder that I picked up. I also have my helping hands. And you'll see how useful this will be in a few minutes. And you see I put one component here, one component there. I also have my snipping pliers, and of course my safety goggles. Now you notice in the video I do wear glasses, and these really don't fit over my glasses. But sometimes for detail work, I take off my glasses and get a real close-in look, and that's not safe without some safety goggles. Now that my soldering iron is up to temperature, I can now begin to solder. Here is the chip that I need to solder to. It's a high-low voltage converter, and it didn't come with any mounting pins. Fortunately, I have the pins. Now what I need to do is mount these pins to this chip so that I can use this chip on a solderless breadboard. To get an idea of what the final project looked like, this is another unit that I put together. Next up, I need to count off how many pins I'll actually need. So we'll see that each side uses 6 pins. So I'll need to confirm that. And this is where I'll want to snip and break this off. 6 of these pins. And break it off like this. Now I have this lovely setup. This is where the helping hands are going to come in really handy. What I need to do is push this back, place these pins here, or maybe, place it like this. Okay, and then place this one on top. Place this here, and then place this on top. All right, making sure that that is a perfect fit. Do you remember when I said something about patience? You're gonna need a lot of it when it comes to soldering. All right. So now I can get a nice zoomed in look at what's going on. I place the solder right on top of what I want to solder. And I do the melting right there. And let's get a closer look at this. Not too shabby. Not going to win any awards, but it's going to get the job done. Don't worry if your first soldering jobs
are going to come across as very difficult. They are going to be difficult. It's just a skill you need to build up. I got that one done. I can do 5 more just like it. Yep. All right, so here's the finished product. Again, it's not going to win any awards, but it should get the job done. I also want to inspect the circuit for any damage. You also want to make sure each solder is independent, and we'll see. I do have some excess here that I'll probably want to trim down. All right, that's a little better. Now, I get to do the same thing on the other side. Let's get a closer look at that. So let's test it out for stability, since this is pretty much how I'm going to use it, and it's on a roller spread board. And plug it in, and there you go. So that was a soldering job. Now there's going to be times when you have to solder some wires together. Let's do that next. I'm going to do another slightly different style of soldering job. So I want to take this wire and I want to twist it. So all the fibers that are in here are perfectly done. And I want to snip right about here where the fibers go down to 1 or 2. Okay. And I'm going to load it in my helping hands. All right. I'm going to do something called tinning, which is basically I'm going to cover the entire surface here with solder. And I'm gonna do it on the other wire. And when I bring the two wires together and I put the soldering iron on them, the two tin covered wires will then fuse together and be a very solid soldering job. All right, so I've got my soldering tip, which I will brush off. Make sure it's nice and clean. Take my solder and then coat this entirely in solder. Now I've already done the same thing with the other side, so all I need to do now is load that up in my helping hands. Now I want to bring them closer together. Now you'll notice I had my hand here and then I immediately pulled it away. That's because gravity would probably take some molten solder and drop it on my hand. Don't want to do that. So I want to make sure I stay above the fray, or at least not gravitationally below it. Okay, so I want to lock this one in place, and I can move this one around. Take my soldering iron. see the two wires are fused together.
If you want to keep up to date on the latest happenings in the Maker Show and the Maker world, be sure to follow the Maker Show on Twitter. If you want to keep up with me and what I'm doing, you can follow me on Twitter at Tableteer and on my blog, franksworld.com. Thanks, and see you next time.